What's up, y'all? This is Water Walker Warrior. Welcome back to the Kingdom Minded Show. And now you know it's time for the Kingdom Minded Fat Freestyle of the Week. But this week, we kind of broke format just a little bit. I felt like we had to do something just a little extra special. There's a freestyle we're going to play that's about the shootings at Sandy Hook by somebody who was actually impacted directly by this incident. We got Meth Stadox, so we're going to interview him before we run the song. So check it out, tune in, and listen up. Let's run it.
What's up, everybody? It's the Water Walker Warrior from the Kingdom Minded Show, and we're here with another interview. I know we had one earlier in the show, but you know, I couldn't go any further without talking to this brother right here. It's time for the Kingdom Minded Fat Freestyle of the Week, and whenever this brother gets on to his feature, he shuts it down. Steven Maddox, a.k.a. Meth Stadox. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up, bro? I'm doing well. Thanks for having me for the interview, and really, I'm really grateful for all the times you guys played my stuff. I really appreciate it a whole lot.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you and your gift, and we don't take it for granted. I really do see it as a gift. So how's your family doing, man?
We're doing pretty good. You know, as you know, I live in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, and my daughter is a second grader, praise God. You know, we made it through unscathed through that mess, but so it's been a rough season for us. But you know, God is good. Had another baby in March, which was a great blessing to us. So, you know, I definitely cannot complain, and I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah, you know? I know. I've seen the pictures on Facebook, man. The baby is adorable. my wife enjoys seeing the pictures too. She just smiles from ear to ear. So we got you know, I know we got a freestyle by you coming up here, and you know, I've listened to it because you sent it to us already, and I just thought that before we really get into the freestyle, we should talk about it, or at least give you a chance to share what's on your mind and share some, maybe just share a little bit. I know the song really says a lot, that, you know, it really allowed you to, I could tell it really allowed you to release some things.
Yeah.
The song is called, you would call this Nighthawk Down?
Nighthawk's Lane,
okay.
So after everything settled down, and you know, I didn't rhyme for a while, and then I just kind of got back into my usual groove. But I really felt that God wanted me to say something. You know, you hear a lot of musicians and stuff that, you know, sing songs when bad things happen, and you know, make really good stuff, or tributes and stuff. But there's hardly ever a time where somebody's actually in it that can actually give you a different, you know, that kind of in the battlefield perspective. So I you know, I thought maybe, you know, that's something I need to do. But I know you need to use wisdom sometimes, so I wanted to wait a decent amount of time so I could settle my thoughts and really come with something that was truly represented my mindset, my mind state at the time. So this freestyle is still a freestyle. It's still off the top of the head, but it was a lot different in a way that I had. First of all, the production is different. It's Eon's B. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a great producer. You know, he's a friend of mine from Twitter, Facebook, and I follow him. I don't usually buy beats. Me and my friend John, we get together, we make something, but he makes the beats. We have fun. You know, but I've been leaning more towards, you know, trying to explore other types of music, other types of beats. And he had this beat that I heard, and I was like, yo, I gotta use that. You know, it really drew me. In the minute, you know, I said, yo, this first beat I ever bought, I said, yo, I'm gonna get this beat. And just the way it sounded, I'm like, this will fit with me sharing my thoughts about what happened in Newtown. So I've had the beat for a while, and usually I don't hear it. When I freestyle, I usually don't hear the beat till that night me and John get together. He plays it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Let's run with it. So I've had this for a while. I've listened to it over and over and over and over again. So it was different in that respect because you know, I was able to know all the ins and outs of the beat before I started rhyming. Mm-hmm. And other than that, you know, because I'm a car freestyler, as you know, from the YouTube videos from back in the day.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I freestyle to it in the car, try to find the right groove. Really, the only thing I can say that I kept was, like, the first line of the freestyle, a casket shouldn't be so light. And I'm referencing, I was a pallbearer in one of the kids' funerals. And when I you know, standing there, like, I've been a pallbearer before. You know, caskets are huge. They're heavy. And the fact that you could just hold this casket with one hand, it's just, you know, really made the situation just feel so, I don't even know how else to describe it, but that thought just stuck in my mind that a casket shouldn't be so light. So that phrase is something I've been keeping in my mind a lot. And at the end of the freestyle, I go to this line about being in the days of Cain. And those two things are really the only parts of that freestyle that were premeditated, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when we got together and we did it, that was, you know, me and John were like, we're going to do a few takes of this, but that was the first take. And we went back, we thought about doing it again, but we were like, just leave it. You know?
Right, right.
And a lot of what I say is, you know, I'm no theologian. I'm human. I'm like every other, you know, Christian out there. I just really wanted to be transparent. I didn't want to, so maybe things are a little bit off. I don't know. But I was really speaking my heart at the time and trying to, you know, and using what I've learned since that time to reflect on it. So I really kind of take you through a process from driving down the highway to see my child, to, you know, watching Obama speak, to being at the funeral, to, you know, just try to take you through the whole process of what happened, because if you didn't live here or in any of the towns where this kind of things happen, I pray it never happens to any of you listening, but it's sobering to know how quickly you can become in a state of, like, warfare, you know, where you really... And for me, being a man who, I'm not going to say I'm overly smart, but I'm pretty well-traveled and well-versed, I didn't take it to be like, why me? I'm like, this is going on. This happens all the time. And I also reflect on that. This kind of stuff is daily operation throughout the world. People are getting killed everywhere, you know, and living in fear. And we really take that for granted here. And, you know, who knows, in days to come, we may be like everywhere else. So, you know, trying to find a way to still praise God through that kind of still feelings of loss and hurt, and still seeing that, you know, God has a plan. It's a tough thing. I also didn't want to freestyle too soon about it when all the press was on it. Because there were a lot of sensitive people there. I feel like there's some things I might say in there and I might offend someone, but I wanted it to happen at the right time where I could be coherent, where there could be enough healing in the town, and where, you know, the public may be receptive to hearing stuff that's not just about why me, it's also about why do we do what we do, and ultimately, you know, life and death are in the hands of God, and that's a tough thing to really process when he allows the life of children to be taken. And if you don't have faith in the life after, then it's even more, you know, I don't know how people, you know, live through that when they don't have faith that there's something more out there. And I would say, you know, that then they don't have faith in Christ. You know, I don't know if that was coherent either.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, the song, I think that you definitely waited long enough And I think that your delivery and the content, it's enough that when I listen to it, not being from that area, not having been through that kind of situation, I mean, it really made me sit back and, I mean, I felt it. I could feel, I felt what you, I mean, of course I'm not going to feel it exactly, but it gave me a glimpse into what it felt like, and, you know, really made me sit back and just kind of say loud for a minute. But I think you also did a great job in just really, I guess like you were saying, there's some people that might be sensitive if you did it too soon, and I think you handled that in a great way in the song.
Thanks. Now to lighten it up on a technical tip, freestyle, that beat was hard. I don't know if people realize this, but you know, you really, when you freestyle, like a lot of rappers, they can write to, like, I don't even know the BPMs on that beat. It's like 88, 89 BPMs. Once you get the optimum range of freestyle is between 90 and 100. If you go too high, it's too fast, you can't keep up. It's too slow, your tendency is to rhyme faster. Like a lot of southern beats are, they're really kind of slow, so they kind of tip it up, kind of fill it in. But so, you know, with all that's musically going on in the song, finding the right, we can go on and on about. But instead of like a lot of people when they freestyle, they focus on rhyming words. I know I can rhyme words. I was really playing a lot with the cadences, and that's kind of what keeps you in and out of the song when the cadence goes back and forth. But that's for hip hop.
Right. All right. So I know this song was a little bit different than some of the ones you've done in the past.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of freestyles that just come out of having fun. And there's a lot of stuff I don't even release that me and John just have fun. But there are key moments sometimes when it comes like that. When this song, I can think of, there's a couple others in the past where you get off the mic and you're like, oh, wow. You know, that really wasn't just me verbally flexing. This was one of those moments. And it didn't really, you know, the adrenaline's pumping. Like, I get, and I'm not bigging myself up at all in this, but I get shivers. Like, we did it a few weeks ago, so listening to it now, I get a little, you know, choked up, or I get, like, shivers, like, oh my gosh, listen to that, you know. So in a way, it was like, it wasn't me, you know. My hope, my prayer is it does, at the very least, get people a different perspective on an event like this, and how a relationship with God flavors your response to it, you know. And at best, I hope it just comforts some people or shows some people that how I'm comforted by having a relationship with Christ. Because in the end, that's all that matters, you know.
I think we've built up enough, and the listeners want to hear this song. So just thank you for everything that you do, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and introduce the freestyle, and
right.
and we'll get out of here.
All right, Kingdom Minor Radio. This is Mestatics, and the Fat Freestyle of the Week is Nighthawk Slain by myself. You guys have a blessed day. Peace.
Yo. People want to know what it was like. I'll put it to you like this. Keep it real simple. You ready? Let's go. Hey, yo. A casket shouldn't be so light. A daughter shouldn't cry herself to sleep at night, wondering why, what happened, when and where did it, why. Can't explain the feelings that she feels inside, but we just standing here. They open up the door of the hearse, we go and see what's in store. And then we close the door, and then she stands by, the tears up in her eye. Her mother starts to cry. A world shouldn't be so swole, full of coldness inside of a hellhole. But now we wondering why and when did we lose control. But we lost control when Adam gave up his soul. And this death has been inserted, it's been the planet since the beginning of time. You need to second guess the way you say these lines, and then you try to stress some psychological stress. But with that, please don't mess. A man shouldn't be this evil. How could he do this to so many people? But how do we do this to so many people and still go on our ways in the church steeple and say that we are all living a life that's righteous? You know it might just be that we get in by the skin of our teeth. So I don't wonder why I see a president with a tear up in his eye, standing up on a podium. The people look at him like he is sodium, when he's really dark, murky and minded, like the rest of us. By own flesh we're blinded, cause how can he send some drones to a foreign land and kill as many children as this other brother did with just one pass from a machine gun? How long will it last until the king comes back down, raining on the clouds and there won't be a sound, bringing judgment on the world? It ain't that profound, but only in Christ is there a peace that's found. Cause I'm driving down 84, about 84 miles an hour, wondering if I'm gonna find in store something that I don't wanna see, like my own child sitting inside of a body bag. Yo, that's wild. How do you close your eyes at night if you're filled with fright, wondering about the light of the morning? You gonna wake up to a man in fatigues with a machine gun killing you and your siblings. Please, these are the ways and times of a fallen world. So I look in the eyes of my little girl, I tell her hold on to something that's much more, cause I can't protect you from what life has in store. The world, it could be so cold. I'm wondering when, why, or when and whoa. Taking it back to the beginning, yo, I lost my soul, but I gained composure when he took control. Cause I'm opening the door, I see my daughter's face, she's not scarred or bruised, and I just say that's grace. And then I wait and wait, and then I wait and wait, and wonder if all my neighbors meet the same fate. But there's one that I won't name, one little nighthawk that got slain. So we living down this here, down this memory lane, and we can't get that imagery up out of our brain. But see, time don't heal wounds, only God does. If you don't believe me, I was the same as you one day up in the past. Now I submit it all to him, it's just like glass. Watch it shatter, all around it scatter. The world will if it's left to its own matters. But he holds us all in suspense, and you wonder why would he let this happen. Please don't get torn asunder, I understand that death comes for every man, and sometimes he comes for little children. The only question is, what will the rest of us do with the time that we have left inside of this earthly zoo? Life goes on. You see, it's all the same since the days of Cain. Another nighthawk slain, another nighthawk slain, yeah. It's all the same since them days of Cain, another nighthawk slain. Praise God. And we out.
You're listening to the Kingdom Minded Show. That was Mephistadox with the Fat Freestyle of the Week called Nighthawk Slain. And, you know, we all need some hope.
Everybody in the building, everybody got a hand in the air.
We got the Truth, Fizzle,
everybody in the building, Flame, everybody got a Trip hand Lee. In the air. Everybody in the building, everybody got a hand in the air.
We all want everybody it. We all need it. Let's get some hope.
We all want it. Yeah. We all need it. Oh. We all want it. Yeah. We all need it. Oh. We all want it. Yeah. We all need it.
Y'all ready?
We all want it. Yeah. We all. Let's go. We all gon' feel the cares of this life, but we got that hope. We all gon' feel the pressure, but know that we got that hope. In case you feel defeated, in Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope. We all gon' feel the cares of this life, but we got that hope. We
right
all
here,
gon'
baby.
Feel the pressure, but know that we
I'm
got that hope.
Along with
in
me.
Case you feel defeated, in Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope.
Blue collar,
blue collar,
white collar,
white collar,
black professors,
black professors,
white scholars, politicians, Dalai Lamas. Everybody in the whole wide world need hope, if I be honest. I'm in that number, but since he saved me, I'ma survive. I promise to God my due, I would go crazy. And I would go nuts and I would go numb. Broke him down to the lowest crumb, but I've been in that pit before and they call me crazy. But I got that life and I got that strength. In the midnight when the light goes dim, the cycle begin. Go.
We all want it,
yeah.
We all need it,
oh.
We all want it,
yeah.
We all need it,
oh.
We all want it,
yeah.
We all need it,
y'all ready?
We all want it,
yeah.
We all, let's go. We all gon' feel the cares of this life, but we got that hope. We all gon' feel the pressure, but know that we got that hope. In case you feel defeated, in Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope.
Drug dealers,
meth addicts,
single mamas,
baby daddies,
college students working hard but they bout to lose.
So here we come to bring them the truth,
the good news, but they think we still bad,
we still bad.
But we got it though. Hope more work than a pot of gout. So much work that we gotta go.
Got.
A hope like this, they got enough.
No.
And man, I got a message that they get him in the freedom. A man that really beat him when they put him on a criminal. And then he resurrected because they really didn't defeat him. And now when you accept that you are no longer
criminals.
And then break it down, give it to him on a five. Then we break it down, give it to him on a four. Tell him what we got for him. Three,
three,
two,
two,
one,
one,
zero.
Zero.
Go.
We all want it.
Yeah.
We all need it.
Oh.
We all want it.
Yeah.
We all need it.
Oh.
We all want it.
Yeah.
Cares of this life, but we got that hope. We all gon' feel the pressure, but know that we got that hope. In case you feel defeated, in Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope.
Cold killers, gold diggers, dope dealers, hustling, grinding, go getters.
Hold up.
If you looking for peace, you might wanna roll with us.
Hold up.
It's gold in the streets where we going, so hope sinners. Homie, we clump with a joy. Open my eyes and he opened your boy. Took out my heart that was focused on dough. Open some doughs and loaded your boy. Feeling that truth till you know we employed. Work up for him and we won't be destroyed. He's building us up and filling us up with pieces of passes. I'm loaded with joy. Look at me, you can't hurt me. My God, he never deserved me. My heart is stepped, but I'm good though. Cause I got hope like I should, bro. Yes, sir.
We all want it, yeah.
Want it.
We all need it.
Oh.
We all want it,
yeah.
We all need it.
Oh.
We all want it,
yeah.
We all need it.
Oh.
We all want it, yeah. We all.
Let's go.
Oh. We all gon' feel the cares of this life, but we got that hope. We all gon' feel the pressure, but know that we got that hope. In case you feel defeated, in Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope. In Jesus we got that hope.
Everybody in the building, everybody got a hand in the air. Everybody in the building, everybody got a shh.
We all want it. We all need it. We all want it. We all need it.
You're listening to the Kingdom Minded Show. Our website is www.kingdommindedshow.com. Up next, we got Battleground City with K-Rock. This is Let It Shine, Kingdom Minded Show.
I'm on the grind, evangelizing the blind. Got his light inside, man, I gotta let it shine. Put aside my ego and forget about pride. If you want a disciple, better get up outside. It's more deserving than keeping yourself in line. You gotta strengthen your relationship and get to know God. Faith in his living word, yeah, the Bible is alive. Put your armor on daily to survive suicide. Fresh, brand new, we ain't talking about fashion. I'm talking new love, joy, peace.
sleep where the trash is. I know you struggle, I struggle, we all struggle. No train, no game, ain't this all part of the hustle? Nothing comes easy, you don't work, you don't work. God is good all the time, take the bitter with the sweet. If you ain't serving others, then you ain't serving the king. I gotta get my job, then you never know what might be. Right around the corner from me tomorrow, you might not see. And get another chance like this to honor is mighty. Name, bring a fame, use a lame just like me. Not afraid, no ashamed to proclaim him as my king. You see in hype, now the spirit inside me. Now I'm charged with the Lord, my old life behind me. I'm on the grind, evangelizing the blind. Got his light inside, man, I gotta let it shine. Put aside my ego and forget about pride. If you want a disciple, better get up outside. It's more than serving and keeping yourself in line. You gotta strengthen your relationship and get to know God. Faith in his living word, yeah, the Bible is alive. Put your armor on daily to survive suicide. Crazy, I'm murdering me daily, I'm a psycho killer. Put my cross on my back and leave my life in the hands of the healer. I used to be the dealer, now I'm handing out meals. And I'm leading ministry and all my saints are spirit filled. Yeah. Just submit to his will. God is real and I just want you to feel what I feel. Be quiet, be still when he tell you to chill. He takes your move, then let your light spill. Be a city on a hill, point him to the cross. They wanna be healed, point him to the boss. We've been brought